It is a little past 3:30 on, Wednesday. It's been a long, long morning. I'm exhausted. I'm getting ready to take meds, and I'm going to, honestly, God honest truth, I'm going to probably end up in bed by 5 p.m. We've got another early morning wake-up call. We've got to go back to across state lines. We've got to go back to surgeon. So I have talked about now how my philosophy is doors close and windows open. Windows of opportunity, new window, new future, you know, letting the light shine through, shutting the doors. It doesn't allow light and change and opening up windows. That's just my philosophy of life. Instead of one door closed, another one opens. I say one door closes and multitude of windows will open, because I just, that's my belief. The good Lord does that. We're officially, we now have a law firm. We are now official clients. Signed this morning, late this morning. We are under legal counsel, and as they said, I am allowed to disclose that. There's some things we'll not be allowed to disclose, but there's one thing I was highly encouraged to do, and I told them I used to do this, but I was shut down from being able to talk and have a voice, and to be able, they call it a journal, to be able to journal and chronicle your life. And as they stated, why would you shut down a blog or anything else? When you're talking about life, as long as it's fact-based and it's things you're going through, and you're not using first and last names, and you know, and you're allowed. It's the norm. Journals, as they said, online journals are so normal. It's the norm now. And a lot of the, and let's face it, a lot of these really good newspaper, online newspaper articles and, you know, weekly segments, or, you know, daily segments, even some, are about people sharing their journeys and their life. And, you know, it's just kind of the same with social media. Let's think about it. Twitter, Instagram, what is it? Snapchat, Ghost Chat. I still guess it's Snapchat. Snapchat. I think it is with the ghost symbol. I don't even know if I'm on the right symbol. I don't have it. So, and Facebook. You know, people share their life. They share their journey, you know, and I agree. It's a chronicle, you know, it's a journal, really. It's used on social media. People are discussing their life. They're discussing things going on. They're using first names. They're using titles, you know, and they're not thinking anything about it, you know, as long as it's fact-based and it's not something that's, you know, made up and fictional. There's nothing wrong with it. And I'm realizing just, you know, by those that we have, especially with the attorneys this morning and with, you know, the trauma therapists and that, I'm learning that it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to have a voice. It's okay to share what you're going through. You know, I have been so paranoid, and I feel like I'm a robot being programmed, what I can and cannot say, what I can and cannot do. And I'm realizing through therapy that that is so, not only is that not healthy, but that's not good for me. And what I'm going through with all of this stuff that happened underneath, you know, a surgeon's hands while under anesthesia, it is so important, so critically important, especially now, you know, being under an amazing law firm, that it just fit, you know, it was destined. You know, sometimes it takes you to realize that, you know, when you know, you know. So to realize that it's important, as they said, to journal. You might want to start, you know, and I used to have, you know, I used to journal a lot through a blog, and, you know, I was shut down, you know, I was told I can't, you know, and that's not okay. And really, let's think about it. That's something, those are things that need to go to the Supreme Court, and they need to be challenged, because we all have a right to share our life. You know, we all have a right to talk about what we're going through. You know, if someone wants to share their stuff on Instagram or whatever social media, you know, I told my mama on the phone today, you know, if people want to talk about their private life or things, and they want to do that, as long as it's fact-based, you know, with me and Eric, and this is our opinion, there is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong at all. And millions of people would agree. There's nothing wrong with that. Allow people to be able to share. This is not 1940 or 1930, 1950. This is not a day and age where people like get into groups and gatherings and that's how they talk about it. They talk on an actual phone. Nobody even talks anymore. People text, let's face it. They email. They connect through social media with, you know, whomever your relation is. That's how people connect. It's the norm. People share. And a lot of people I know, you know, everybody's entitled. A lot of people don't like that. They don't think that's right. And that's fine. We can all agree to disagree in life, but you cannot dictate, tell somebody what they can and cannot say. Because when you start doing that for such a long period of time, you literally make people lose their sense of self. And then they're confused. And then they lose part of themselves. And they're scared and they're paranoid and they shut down. And I realized I started becoming a person that shut down. I started to be confused of what I can and cannot say. And I felt like I just wasn't able to be me and have a voice. And that's so not me, because I realized today that, you know, I have a right to share my journey. I have a right to journal. And if I do that online, as attorney said, that's perfectly fine. You know, don't lose your voice. Because when you lose your voice, you lose a sense of yourself. I'm not saying of making up some really crazy stuff and slandering people and things like that, like some really malicious things and making it fabricated, like false stuff, and just literally, because that's when you do stuff like that, it's called emotional outburst, and it's not healthy. And there's something to be said if you emotional outburst and you do things that are intentionally wrong and they're fabricated and you're doing things to hurt people, and that's not okay. And we all have played in romper room, I've said that, but if you're still finding yourself as an adult doing that, then there is some really self-reflecting, deep reflecting that you need to do, you know, to make positive changes. But today, you know what? I told the attorneys this morning, we are their clients. We are under their wings. And I told them, thank you for telling me it's okay to journal and to share and to start doing that again, because it's therapeutic and it had been for me for many years. You know, you're always going to have people out there in the world. I don't care what their title, who they are, is even maybe the Pope. He may think I'm talking about him. Hey, I have, but I have mad respect, but it's truthful. He did get, that lady did slap him, didn't she? I thought. I saw it briefly on my phone. I think she, what, she slap him? I mean, I'm not lying. It was the truth. So take me to the Supreme Court. I'm telling the truth, you know? I'm just using it hypothetically, you know? It's the worst feeling in the world for years to be told what you can and cannot say and to be shut down from being able to just freely express yourself and to sharing your journey. And for myself, it's been millions of people, and the same people have continued to follow through the new blog, which is actually a podcast. But then I found myself literally not knowing, I mean, do this, do that, lock this down, do that. You know, I'm realizing that confusion is from, I felt like being a robot and programmed what I can and cannot say and what I can and cannot do as an adult. For crying out loud, in my 40s. I'm learning through therapy a lot of things really quickly, and a unique type of therapy. Very straightforward. Weekly. Sometimes twice a week. To undo behavior that wasn't okay for me to be acceptance of. And for allowing people to try to control me like a robot. And I'm not a robot. I'm a human being with a heart. And I'm here to say that that was not okay and it's not okay. And I will never stand for that again, and it'll never happen again. You know? Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because if someone treats you a certain way doesn't mean that you should be treating somebody else the same. Because I'm telling you right now, as a changed person, as an adult, it's not okay. And I do not condone it and I don't think it's okay. But it's all right. Don't be afraid to share yourself, to share your life. You know, if someone doesn't like it and whether you're on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and somebody doesn't want to see what you're writing or whatever, allow them to have that opinion. That's okay. Nobody says you always have to agree with everyone. You can agree to disagree. That's their opinion. Maybe they don't think you should be saying or doing whatever's right. That's okay. Allow them to, you know? But we're in a day and age where we journal a lot and our lives are shared and everything's pretty much, and I'm sorry, it's a day and age. Our lives are an open book. There's nothing you can't find about somebody online. God honest truth, in some way, shape, or form. It's sad, but really, let's face it. There's no privacy in the world anymore. And that is only going to get worse with each generation, each year, each decade. And that's a God honest truth. It's going to be a slow process. But I've realized that what I've gone through, and some things have not been pleasant, and I'm still trying to reality myself and facing reality of what happened to me. I'm in that fog stage with what happened, waking up and going under anesthesia and waking up and not recognizing my smile and the level of pain. I don't even want to go there. I'm fortunate to be back under pain management and to have good counseling and knowing, you know, sometimes medicated sleep is okay. You know, it beats going to the hospital. That was the next step. I'm literally going and get IV sedation, knocking you out so you can get some sleep. It's, you know, 3 days. I told the attorneys this morning, you know, we're now their new clients. They're going to win. That's all I got to say. They will protect me as a client. They're going to win. There's going to be no one or nothing that's going to shut me down, tell me what to do, it's going to stand in the way. Period. And a good law firm will do that for you. They'll protect you. But there's nothing wrong with sharing and chronicles, you know, just say sharing your journey. You know what I'm getting to. But right now, I'm just trying to still comprehend what happened to me. I'm going through phases of shock, disbelief. I still don't believe this happened to me, and that's scary. I'm working on it with therapists. We'll work on the trauma part. I don't know how I'm going to be after surgery. I am back connected with surgeons and specialists tomorrow. We had some issues that happened that I had to go urgently to get through a connected entity, specialist, to get remedied. So I'm going to say at that point, as a complication of surgery that shouldn't went the way it did, let's just say, I'm going to say botched because I can. I don't know how I'm going to be after surgery. Could I go through like the trauma in my head and could it all just hit me then? I don't know. I will say one thing. When I was diagnosed with ORS, which is a very remnant syndrome, and they found this huge tumor mass in this ovary that grew back, and it was gone, and pathology said it was gone, it was removed, and in 7 years it grew off of this microscopic cell that nobody could see, just a tiny little fragment, and it literally, my body did a miraculous thing and it literally regenerated an organ. That's crazy. But it happened. It's a reality. And I ended up with an ovary, and I ended up with this really nasty tumor. Shouldn't have been there. And then, you know, rest is history. You know, I didn't have time to comprehend or accept what oncology dished out. You know, I went from an expanded amount of radiation. It should have happened like in weeks, not rushed in 2 or 3 weeks, and every day being zapped with maximum radiation. I'll never be able to go through radiation again, ever, because it would kill me. I went through max radiation. I never had time to think about that. I never had a reality check. It just happened. I had never really had a lot of time to process it. But it hit me later. Emotionally, it hit me later. As part of therapy is acceptance. And I call it file folder in your brain of what you go through, traumatic events. And your brain file folders it so you can accept it and move past. I'm not even in the reality of, I know what happened to me. You know, I'm reminded when I gently brush my teeth of what I can do, you know, because I'm limited, because we don't want to aggravate what's going on and happened until, you know, surgically things you know, are extracted, removed, and repaired. And I'll go into, you know, most likely, I don't see any other exit out of this, into early 2021. You know, will it all take place with the same surgeons in that? You know, maybe, maybe not, probably not. You know, I don't know if I'd be able to travel back and forth. We're still making sure that we're going to realize that dream and that final move. You know, I don't care. It's not going to stop us. It's just going to take a little bit longer. Like I said before, and that's okay. But I was encouraged today to share, chronicle, journal what you've gone through, because it's really, really important, not just in a legal sense, because let's face it, this is going to court. You know, attorneys play to win, okay? Protected. It feels good to feel, to be fully protected, fully. But I have to remember too, from a therapist, with trauma therapist sense, is as important to me to realize that you still get the voice, and that voice needs to be heard, and you need to be free as a human being to not feel threatened and silenced, and to be able to share what you went through, because what you went through is horrifying. It's not just helping you, but you never know who else it can help. So this is the first of many podcasts I'm going to be sharing, not just because of a legal sense, but because for a sense of self, I think it's important to realize that, you know, I still got that voice and it's okay to use it. You know, I've been through a lot. I've learned a lot. But I'm telling you right now, don't ever feel like you're a robot, because I felt that way for many years, and that you can't use your voice and you feel like you're being told what to do, because that's not a way to live. You know, it's not a way to live, and that's not a way to life. And we have to realize, for those that disagree and maybe disagree with me right now, that's okay. I respect you, because I'm a changed person, to respect your opinion, to agree to disagree, because that's where we're going to be at this point. And you don't have to listen to this podcast, because I plan on sharing what I'm going through, and it's not all going to be good, and it's going to be horrifying, and that's okay. And I want to be sharing pictures, and that's okay too. And if I'm advised, legal counsel, some things I can't, then I'll let you know I can't. But at this point, I was encouraged to do so. And encouragement and all that starts today, right now, this very second. So for those that are listening and that will be tuning in, and I'm going to do my best to chronicle what I'm going through, if I can do it on a daily basis, would be great, because I'm still not in realization of what happened to me, and I've got a long road of many surgeries ahead of me. But it feels good to finally hear from others that it's okay to talk, and it's okay to share. And that's important.